Life gave you lemons? Make a lemon cocktail. Create your own opportunity. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is absolutely within reach. Today's topic is, if life gave you lemons, make a lemon cocktail. Create your own opportunity. This very radio show, Debt-Free Wealth Radio, exists because I had a message to share and no one was offering me an opportunity to share it with you. Frustrated, I turned to the unbiased, objective internet and all the opportunity it offered to connect with you. Anyways, in fact, this really had to be, because it just seemed to me that I was deserving. I had positioned myself. I had networked. I had, you know, seemed to have earned the spot, whether through my church or through various groups, and they were still not offering me the opportunity to share this message of debt-free wealth. So I literally created this radio show in early 2011, and I haven't missed a Friday since. I felt the need to bring this up today because yesterday I was on Facebook and I read a post of someone griping about how they didn't get a job they felt they wanted and deserved. Now, I know this person well enough to know they were already wasting their talent in an underpaid position with a company that wasn't even appreciating their brilliance. So the fact that they were griping about this underpaid, unappreciated position was already a miss to me. But no matter how much encouragement I had given this person in the past, they simply remained in that job, complained about the job, instead of taking matters into their own hands. So I decided, let's take a walk down a very recent memory lane. Let us revisit the era of 2006 to 2010, a very challenging, trying period that we now fondly remember as the recession. During this recession, many lost their jobs, and jobs were very rare. Many entrepreneurs that are now around today are here because they had to, out of desperation, find a way to create an income stream for themselves. So these were entrepreneurs by desperation and on default, not the average entrepreneur that, you know, today, as may happen, you know, has a great idea and is willing to take a risk. That back in the era of 2010, 2006 to 2010, a lot of entrepreneurs emerged out of sheer desperation. But today, those that are still around make up the new landscape of employers providing opportunities to others. Every company that is out there had at one point in time a risk taker with a vision. Every opportunity that exists for work in the workplace today, in the corporate world, is a result of expanding a need. So every time you see a new job opportunity pop up for a company that is already in existence, that is simply the result of an expanded need generated by growth of those companies. But today it is still possible to create your own opportunity. Maybe desperation isn't shoving you there, but please, it is still possible and still worthy to create your own opportunity. A couple of years ago, a man came knocking on my door, cold calling, trying to sell me a $3,000 vacuum cleaner. In a very rare moment, I decided to hear his pitch. And I could sense very quickly that this whole deal was just not his thing. So I asked him, how did he end up selling vacuum cleaners door to door? And he shared with me that he was actually a starving artist and a very qualified and talented one too. With just a little nudge, he started to just pour out his story, and he even vented about how this less talented, unqualified man had not one but two galleries that generously shared his work. Yet he was here bad-mouthing that very same man who had offered him the amazing opportunity to showcase his work and earn an income from it. So I forced this gentleman to realize what he was doing, and that if in his own estimation that entrepreneur was less talented and less qualified, then how is it that he managed to have not one but two successful galleries? The fact is that the jealousy of this man who was selling the vacuum cleaners blinded him to the fact that he was not able to see the very opportunity before his eyes and the value in his own work. This other entrepreneur saw not only opportunity but value in this artist's work and offered him an opportunity to showcase it in his gallery. There was nothing ever stopping this artist from publicly showcasing his own work and putting the very same price tag on his own work, but he didn't. But he was jealous of the one who did. Today, the internet makes possible what was not possible before. And none of us needs to wait on being handed any opportunity to take action on our dreams today. Today, we have Etsy and eBay, and all kinds of opportunities that a hobbyist can share their brilliance with the world and earn an income from it. Now, you can upgrade from a hobbyist, create your own website, and build out your brand as well and upgrade your income. You can make yourself famous today. Justin Bieber sure did. In 2013, I created my Facebook fan page with zero social media training, and I am still no celebrity, but today I have over 2,000 fans. This very radio show has already passed the 100,000 mile listener mile marker several months ago. From being scared to make a video, I now have over 600 videos in my YouTube channel, and I have gotten income from perfect strangers who have over time become good friends or fans of my work simply because of these efforts to put my content out to the world. My husband was an engineer, but he enjoyed working with his hands, and after many years of being a Habitat for Humanity volunteer, he parlayed that passion and experience into a new construction career and eventually moved on to acquire his contractor's license. Hobbies can very easily be upgraded to fabulous income streams. And what is more, you may find that that thing that's buried in you, that thing you called a hobby, is actually your life's calling. Just imagine earning an income from activity you actually love doing. To me, that is the best definition of freedom. You see, for me, and I'm speaking personally now, there is a blur between life and work, because I do work that I do not need a vacation from. It almost seems weird to earn an income from doing what I love and what I would have done anyways, even if I weren't being paid. But that is currently my life. I have seen people who love to fish create an income from offering charter fishing experiences and turning their one-time boat expenses into tax write-offs as operating costs of their new charter business. I have seen hikers become self-employed trail guides. I have seen writers earn free paid vacations as sought-after destination travel writers. I have seen people who like to make figurines out of clay, fashion today, custom prosthetic limbs for a living. I know a man who loves to blow glass into fabulous art pieces, support his artwork by making tons of little tiny shot glasses for bars and clubs. Justin Bieber, as I mentioned earlier, became a global hit after making YouTube videos of his songs. He didn't have no big record contract up front. He created a YouTube video that went viral And then that was how he got discovered. There is no reason not to offer your brilliance to the world. There is no reason to wake up every day simply to go to work to pay bills and work, live to work. What we should be doing is working to live. There is no need to wait for that never, ever promised retirement years. None of us are promised those retirement years before you finally experience that thing that you're absolutely passionate about. Friend, I propose to you that you should do what you can at the level that you can until you can do what you want. But you do need to start. Start moving in the direction of your dreams. And some of you may need help with this. Now, I have a friend who's self-employed, but he's a subcontractor of a single vendor. Now, that vendor started giving him fewer orders of lower volume, and his income started to become unstable, and that's when he realized he really wasn't much different from an employee. But because he was self-employed, he actually had the unique opportunity to not just suddenly lose his job and be out of an income. He was positioned to ramp up and expand. His options could be to find additional subcontractors, others to subcontract himself to, or to build out his own customer base. But you know what? He didn't know how to do that. So he turned to me for help. Guys, your first action is to identify that thing that you love to do. No matter what it is, I promise you there is a way to monetize it. And if you need help to move that hobby or passion to that next level, to learn how to monetize or ramp up your income and branding, then you absolutely should. And I would absolutely be happy to help you with that goal. Trudy Behrman here, encouraging you that if you feel that life has given you lemonade, turn around. Sorry, life has given you lemons. Turn around and turn it into your own version, your own delicious lemon cocktail. Create your own opportunities. There are no reasons not to. And if you need help, I am right here and super simple to find. And I do look forward to connecting with you.